This is side two of the oral history interview with Susan Wise, conducted by Latoya Wise on March 2nd, 1996 at her home in Gadsden, Alabama. Well, the next thing I wanted to ask you, continuing the interview, is do you think it's wise for younger kids to know or to be taught about the racial injustices or the slavery and all of the unequal things that were done to blacks in the past?
I think it's a good idea for them to know their heritage and for them to know a little bit of about their black history. You know, if they could see it from a good point of view and not take it racially, because when you think about it, when Dr. Martin Luther King said in his speech, when we all come together and they can play together, somewhere, don't you think, down the road, he meant that when they was playing together, they was going to become closer and eventually start seeing each other as human beings. They were going to, you know, maybe marry or whatever. So I don't think it's harmful for them to know their roots and know their heritage, because it might be a good way for them to bury that old animosity.
Do you think that teaching young black kids about their heritage is an incentive for them to do more or to try to achieve more success?
Yes, it should give them an incentive to keep going on, keep striving to prove and show themselves worthy for who they are, and not just a minority wanting to be recognized, and to show that they can achieve and that they can learn and that they can be just as equal as the next man can.
Well, you mentioned affirmative action briefly earlier, and I was wondering if you felt like that most of black people's goals were achieved because of affirmative action or because they earned them.
Well, no, I really don't think that black people's achievements were achieved because of affirmative action. We have really had to work as a black people to get to where we are today. Affirmative action is good, and we need it in the workplaces a lot of times, but we have to really show ourselves credible, and we have to really have a good educational background, I think, to obtain most of the jobs and supervisory positions that we get today, and a lot of the higher achievements and goals that we've struggled and reached. Not through affirmative action, no. I don't think so.
Well, as a black woman, what do you feel are your most major accomplishments?
Well, my most major accomplishments go along with my morals and my background, having been raised in a good Christian home, and I've been able to raise my children the same way also. And so far, I've got two daughters in college, and myself, I've got 2 years of college behind me, and I've got a 15-year-old son that's doing pretty good in school, and I also have a younger daughter that's doing pretty good in school. So I think we've kind of laid down some pretty good ground rules, and I've instilled in them some good morals, and I'm trying to instill in them to keep striving and keep trying to achieve the best that they can.
Next, I want to ask you, do you feel like the Oral History Project was significant or worthwhile to future references?
I think that this oral interview was very good, because it was informational to someone that might not have known some of the things that had happened in that era, and it might help them to not be biased in any opinions about racial discrimination, and they can see from both point of views, from black point of views and from white point of views, of racial discrimination, and a little bit about black history. and it can just be a very informational background piece.
Finally, I would like to ask you if you have, off the top of your head, any recommendations for future interviews for the Oral History Project?
I think that Reverend Randy Kelly, who is a black activist for Gadsden, Alabama, and also Miss Beulah Harrell, a high school history teacher that's taught history and some black history also.
This concludes our oral history interview on the time period during the 60s and 70s, and I would like to thank you for your time and cooperation.
You're quite welcome, and I've enjoyed being a part of this project.
The two concluding questions were conducted over the telephone. The interviewee agreed to answer these additional questions for the interview.